Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
What?
Nothing. Just fun watching you do this.
Yeah, I'm doing it because you're not. You're hungover. It's no excuse, Em.
I was doing TikTok research for you.
I can't go on TikTok. I've been banned.
That's why I'm doing the research.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. Emily is hungover, so who knows if she fact checks or researched anything.
You gotta call me out like that.
I'm calling you out. I said, run around while you sat there and said, you got this, fam.
Yeah. You were about to knock over your computer. You got this. Good job. Keep going. Never give up.
I'm bitter, but yeah, I could talk about it here. The person who hates me probably isn't sitting through a 45-minute podcast.
I don't think so.
There's a group of people who hate me, or one person. I don't know. Maybe it's their life mission. They're genuinely my biggest fan.
Right.
They got me suspended, banned for a week, a full week on TikTok. Congrats. That's dedication.
It really is.
To hate someone that much. Listen, I have a life. So yeah. If I don't like someone, I just don't think about them.
Right.
And I move on with
just
my day.
Shoo them out.
Just shoo.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to spend my time, my energy.
No.
My time is money.
It really is.
My energy is valuable.
Yeah.
My time is, people pay me for my time.
They do.
I'm not going to sit there and use it to hate somebody. So people without a life,
right,
who have nothing going for them.
Right. Who live in their mom's basement.
Yeah. They dedicate their tiny little measly no good time to hating people.
Right.
Because that seems like a fun pastime,
right.
I guess. So they've, one or multiple people have just decided to hate me. It is flattering.
To be that obsessed with you?
To be that obsessed.
Right?
There's like, my family's got, we've been on the internet for my sister's over 10 years. No, it's exactly 10 years now or something like that. Almost 10 or almost 11, something. 9 to 11 years we've been on the internet. We've had groups of people who just despise our beings. And they are number one fans.
Most of the time, they're actually bringing you money.
They bring me money. They watch all of our stuff.
Yeah.
They know things about me that most, like, real fans wouldn't even remember or know. And I'm like,
right.
You have dedicated so much of your time to us.
Do you think they have one of those like serial killer walls?
Yes.
With pictures and quotes and the red string connecting different things?
Yes. They want to know everything about me. And their lives are dedicated to like hating us or trying to ruin us. And I'm like, what? Thank you. Thank you. For me to have that much of an influence and an impact on the internet.
Right.
I am your sole thought.
Right.
Or my family is your sole thought. Like, people hate my sister. Like, random people. And, like, she's done nothing or whatever. They just stumbled upon her and they're like, I've come up with multiple theories. This happens to my sister more than me. But, like, I either am in love with you and don't want to admit it.
Mm.
I'm extremely jealous of you and don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
Or they just have an obsessive personality and they don't know quite what to do with it. And they know they can't obtain her. So they're just going to hate her instead.
Mm.
It's this weird thing
I've
noticed. So I'm honored. Thank you. Please keep bringing me views. I don't like the banning mainly just because I'm bored and I can't scroll through TikTok now.
Right.
But that just means I'm going to post other places more often.
Right.
But thank you for being that obsessed with me. I am worthy of that.
You're banned until when?
The 6th, apparently.
For what? Oh, go ahead and share. For what?
For the illegal promotion, use, and sales of firearms.
During a live.
TikTok live. I was making shrimp.
Zoodles.
Zoodles. Zoodles with shrimp with my girlfriend.
With apparently, you add a little garlic, you add a little salt, a little pepper.
Bullets.
A little AK-47.
No big deal. So that's that. I found out. Yes, I didn't even realize it when it happened because I went live on Wednesday, got my live got suspended, and I was just like, whatever, okay. People come onto those and just just decide to hate me because I'm beautiful, because I'm gorgeous, because I'm
amazing, stopping, never talented, been seen before.
Mainly probably because I'm a gay woman.
Yeah.
So that's probably the real reason.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I am so sorry. I did not mean to offend you.
With your choice.
With my choice.
Of being gay.
And a woman. My choice of being gay and my choice of being a woman. Apologies. But then I literally was so busy because I have a life that I didn't get back on TikTok till Wednesday. Till Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I've been suspended for several days now and I had no idea. My content's still up. So y'all can keep watching that if you want.
Right.
Go ahead and get a chuckle. But I was like, well, that happened.
Right.
Not my bad.
No.
Not my bad. But okay, you're bad. Sucks to suck.
It's not even that you're mad that you got banned. It's mad that you can't scroll through TikTok.
That's it. I'm like, listen, I've gone weeks without posting on TikTok. I'll be fine. I can't scroll.
I know. I was just sitting here scrolling and she was like, what are you doing? I was like scrolling through TikTok. She was like, must be nice.
All right. Well, I just got to scroll through Insta Reels.
Oh,
God.
They're like a month behind.
I know.
God.
All right. Anyway, enough about me. What's up with you?
Nothing. I'm slightly, sick. I'm just not feeling too hot this morning.
From alcohol.
Yep.
Hey, I've been hungover and done this podcast many a time.
I really didn't think I had that much to drink, but it caught up
to me. The FaceTime with me yesterday, at 11, when you're like, where are you? I was like, I'm in my room. I'm about to go to bed. And you're like, where is she? Looking at Alana. She's like, she's in bed. You look at me, where are you?
Why aren't you here?
I don't understand.
Oh my God, it was bad. Yeah, but
I looked at Alana and said, take care of her.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Alana is, Alana was actually on our last episode of Rachel Uncensored.
It was so funny.
She's a phenomenal woman who is, she calls herself chronically straight and keeps trying to date. And she has hilarious stories. So if you want to listen to that episode, go on over to, it's on the same YouTube channel as ATI, it's a different podcast network on Apple and Spotify and stuff like that. Also, speaking of this, I'm just taking over.
Hi. Love this. Keep going.
You didn't have news today. It's me. Hi. I haven't seen Emily in several days, so we've just spent an hour talking.
It's been two days too long.
2 days too long. I always joke about how I want her out of my house, but I actually love having her here. As I was saying, I can track back. This YouTube channel that has both Rachel Uncensored and All Things Internet is at 95,000 subscribers.
Yeah, we're close.
We're close. And we just were like, what should we do if we get to 100,000? Because that's a milestone, right? 100,000 subscribers.
That's a big milestone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that. Especially for a podcast channel. I didn't really think this would go anywhere.
Oh.
When I started the podcast, I was like, I'm just going to do this like funsies with my mom.
Right.
So since this started as funsies with my mom, this was just something for me and my mom to do together. When we get to 100,000 subscribers, my mom will then come on and do an episode of All Things Internet with us again.
Yee!
We'll have all three of us on one podcast.
I'm so excited.
Yes. We'll have her bring chicken facts and squirrel facts and tell us what's going down on explore.org.
Love it.
And then Emily will give us some info. My mom will go, I don't know who that is. And that will be it. And if I say something mean, my mom will go, well, that's not nice. It'll just be like old time. So if you are not already subscribed to our podcast YouTube channel, please go do that. And if you want to see my mom or get someone else to do it as well, or I know people have second channels.
Yeah.
Subscribe that one too.
Yeah.
See my mom again.
Yeah.
Come on now. All right. Do you want to actually start the news for today?
I guess we could.
Well, I'm having fun, but all right, keep going.
wait, no. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm well rested. I did not drink yesterday. Nice. My body hurts because Friday night I went to our friend Zara's wedding, Zara and Clayton's wedding, and I tore up the dance floor.
Love it.
My knees hurt. My calves hurt. My ankles hurt.
So old.
I have a wart on my foot.
No.
Yeah, I found out. No. I have a wart on my foot.
No.
Yeah.
No, I have an irrational fear of warts.
What?
I had one on my thumb when I was like 6 or 7, and I wouldn't let them freeze it off because I was too scared. So I had to do the duct tape method, and it scarred me. Like, and I vowed since then that I would never get another wart.
How do you get warts?
It's like contact. Like if you were to rub feets. If you were to rub feet with
feetsies.
With Abby, she could get it.
What?
At least that's what I remember from being sick.
I have one on the bottom of my left foot. I'll wear shoes around you until it's gone. But I've been like scrubbing my feet every, like been doing the pumice storm,
yeah,
in the shower.
Right.
And I keep seeing it. I was like, what is this like open callus on my foot? And then finally yesterday I was sitting on the couch. I looked at Joy and Abby and I was like, I think I have a wart on my foot. And Abby's like, let me see. And I showed it. And she goes, yep, that's a wart.
No.
And she's like, order the W compound on Amazon. Have it here tomorrow. I was like, okay. So I have a wart on my foot.
Can we get it frozen off and we can vlog it?
I'd rather not go to the doctor and pay money. I'd rather just order the Band-Aids from Amazon and put them on and then have it be done.
That's boring. Boo.
We could test the wart removal product. Would you like to do that for a video?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do it on the vlog channel because it'll be a process.
If you were to get it frozen off, though, you could probably sell it on like feetfinder.com or something.
It's not. It doesn't stick out.
Oh.
It's like a planter's wart, so it's like it's like two, you can see the roots, like dark roots, but it's flush to my foot.
Ew. Anyway, for the news.
Actually, this is a perfect time to see if we what is this episode? What is it?
This is Gossip Hour with Rachel and Emily.
I seriously
so bad.
We honestly, I think it's because usually we always recorded the podcast on Sundays.
Yeah.
And then we'd upload them on Mondays. But then Emily was like, hey, so here's the thing. Normal people have weekends.
Yep.
Can we not do this? And I was like, what? You don't want to work every day, all day? I don't understand. So I was like, fine. So we've been doing the podcast on Fridays.
Yeah.
But on Fridays, we've seen each other all week.
Yeah.
This is Sunday. I haven't seen you in 2 days.
Right.
I'm sad about it, too.
But
now I just want to talk to you about everything that happened.
Right.
Like the wart on my feet. 1 foot.
On your feet.
My feet. C's foots. Oh, right. Sorry. Emily's mouthing. Go to sponsor. I'm just chit-chatting with you. All right. This is the perfect time to see if we... Snoop just left. Bye, Snoop. This is the perfect time to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with maybe some actual news. Let's see. Let's see if I get Emily can get through a sentence.
And you know what? When I was writing all this out, I was like, this is so much news for today. So
all right. Give me the highlights. I'll tell you if it's newsworthy.
Okay. Okay.
If it's up there with my wart.
God. Okay. So do you know who Michaela Nick? Oh, I'm going to try so
my
hard.
My mom texted me.
Okay.
My mom sent a chicken picture.
Oh, my Lord.
She said, okay, wait, this is my, I'm going to do the next segment.
Okay. Sorry.
Chicken facts for today. My mom gave her chickens a pumpkin to eat to see what they would do with it, and they all attacked it. She'll send pictures tonight and show the progress of them recarving it. My mom gave them a carved pumpkin for the chickens to attack, and they did. So if you're watching, we'll put those pictures on the screen. And you may begin.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to try really hard not to mess up her last name. Michaela Niguera?
Sounded right to me, but I don't know how to pronounce my own name sometimes, so.
Ballinger. You're good. All right, so do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, okay. No, you do. You do. You do.
If you show me her picture, I probably know, but I don't know anyone's name.
Yeah, she's really popular on TikTok. She's a beauty influencer. She has a really thick accent, dark black hair.
Why would I know this person? I'm not on beauty side of TikTok.
Neither am I, but she's always popping up on my page.
God bless me. Thank you.
Can't. Anyway,
I'm on one today. I lay on the couch all day yesterday. Abby wanted a relaxation day, and yeah. I was like, sure, babe, I'm pent up.
I should have put you on the treadmill for 30 minutes before we did this.
That would have been fun. I thought about running today. That's how much energy I had, and I hate running, but my knees can't, and my wart, not a chance.
Oh, my God. We're going to name him.
It is a man.
It is a man.
Okay.
Steven. Anyway.
Steven.
Michaela is a beauty influencer on TikTok. I'm pretty sure she's from Boston because her accent.
I would check this out right now, but I can't because I'm banned.
Oh, right. And so anyway, there was a video that she posted back in 2021 and it recently resurfaced and she's getting a ton of backlash for it.
Oh, girl. Okay, people always, once every 6 months, just take a little scan through, delete anything that shouldn't be there.
Well, she did. She posted this back in 2021 and then deleted it immediately. But as we've said before, once it's out there, you never can take it back. So I'm sure at least you've heard the audio from this. Well, maybe not because you've been banned. But anyway, the audio.
Also just haven't been on.
Yeah, the audio says, it's her saying, I literally just finished work and it's 5:19. Try being an influencer for a day. Try it. And the clip went viral because people thought Michaela was being super insensitive to people who have non-influencer jobs. And it's also just, I thought it was funny.
5:19.
5:19.
What?
Like
that's a clock out hour for the majority of human beings.
That's why I thought it was funny. Like, you know, so I wasn't mad by it. I wasn't offended. But like, I thought it was comical that she's like, it's like, that's like saying like, it's 5:01. Try being a drive-through worker. Like, you know, it's just like, okay. Like, okay. But when more context popped up, it made more sense. So in the full clip, she says, every single day I get up at 6 a.m. I spend about 5 to 6 hours filming video content that ranges from three to four videos. And then I spend a few hours editing that video content. Then I have to work on my other social media profiles, whatever that may be. It's effing marketing. Then I'm in meetings from 12 to 5. So she basically works from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. And that's what she was saying.
I'm going to say I know how hard this job is. It's very different. There's a million different types of jobs out there. And there's a different, like, every job is hard in its own fashion.
Yeah.
People working out in fields.
Yeah.
That is physically hard
labor.
People who are doctors, is like, that is emotionally and knowledge hard. Like, there's this job is very demanding, and you're constantly have to being creative, and you're constantly under a microscope and being scrutinized.
Yep.
And you know, like, you can't make a misstep. Everything you do is out for the world to see. Like, all jobs are different and they're very hard. I understand how demanding this job is, but I also know that, like, people wake up at 6 and work all day till 5. That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
There are days I work 3 hours. There are days I work 18 hours. Like, it just depends.
I work from 7:30 in the morning until about midnight every single day.
Yeah. So I also know that as an influencer, people will never understand our job. Just like I will never understand being a lawyer or working in a field or being a garbage collector or working at a grocery store. Like, I'll never understand because I've never done them. So I'll never know. But you can't... what I've learned is you can't really complain about it. When you're an influencer, you just can't.
Right.
And that's just, you want to, because everyone likes to complain about their life. When they're tired, everyone loves to be like, I got 5 hours of sleep. Well, I only got 4.5. Like, it's just in our bodies and our souls to just complain about things.
Right.
So, like, I get the drive to want to do that, but I've learned you just can't.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. So, Well, since the audio and the clip of her saying that have been circulating, like, it went mega viral this week. Michaela kind of disappeared. No. Yeah. And she's such a sweet person.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I sit there and I watch her videos. I don't care about makeup. I don't know how to do makeup. I literally glue eyelashes onto my face and I'm like, all right, you look good to go. And that's the extent. But she is such, like, a wholesome, sweet, like, compassionate person. And she disappeared from the internet until 2 days ago, and she posted a 9-minute video on TikTok explaining everything. And she said the original video was her responding to a somewhat hateful comment telling her to get a real job.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. Unless someone was like, I get that overwhelming desire when people are like, I've gotten comments that's like, why does Rachel even need an assistant? Like, it's not that hard. All she does is post a video a day. And I'm like,
if you could see what we do all day.
And that's the thing is, like, and there were times where I was like vlogging. I'm like, this is my to-do list to show you guys what I do. And people were like, stop telling us about it. We know you have to work. We all have to work. And I'm like, all right, there's just no winning. There's no winning.
No.
That is really hard when you do work a lot. And part of our job is making our lives look fun and not showing the poopy parts.
Yeah.
And so people think it's not as hard as it is. And like, again, I'm very thankful for my job and blessed, and I would rather be doing this than anything else. That's why I'm doing it. But like, it does suck when people don't see the work you put in.
Yeah.
And just absorb. They're like, it's a 10-minute vlog. And I'm like, I had to film my entire day and then edit that into 10 minutes to just give you the highlights. Like, yes, it's only a 10-minute vlog, but it didn't only take me 10 minutes to make.
Plus all of the meetings and the emails. Yeah, but, and like, the other, that's what I'm saying. And the filming and the,
So, like, I understand her.
Oh, yeah.
Her being like, are you kidding me? I put so much work into this. You're not seeing that?
Well, and especially with the 6 a.m. context that we weren't given. Like, if she was doing a 9 to 5 and clocked out 5:19, I'm like, that's funny. But if you started at 6 a.m., which they purposely cut out of the audio to make it seem dramatic. But yeah, so she said that whole audio clip was a response to someone saying, get a real job, try working a 9 to 5. And then this was because she had got that comment right after she quit her job from Ulta and was pursuing an influencer career. Yeah. And so she was like, I have worked a 9 to 5 my entire life. And like, this is harder. And
yeah, people think a real job is a 9 to 5 job. What are you, a boomer?
Right.
The amount of jobs that are not 9 to 5 anymore, especially now people are working remote.
Yeah.
9 to 5 is becoming, I'm hoping, obsolete. And it just based on like the actual.
Susan? Get back in your lane.
Susan. Relax, Susan.
Right. So.
Okay.
Yeah. She said.
If you're putting in effort and then you get money for said effort, that is a job. Continue.
Yeah.
If you're making real money, it's a real job. Continue. No, I'm done.
Okay. So
I have a wart on my foot.
Oh my god. You're done. She said emotions were running high. Unfortunately, I was having a crap day and I made a video I absolutely shouldn't have made. I regret making it. There's a reason a year and a half ago I deleted that video and I apologized because it was wrong of me. And then people No, I don't think.
It wasn't wrong. It's just from a PR stance, should not have been posted. But that's not being wrong. Unless, I mean, I didn't see the whole video, so I don't know if she said other things that shouldn't have been said. Continue.
She didn't then. But you know, when there's one controversy that happens, people all are going to dig and try and find anything they can to cancel you. And so they dug and they found that a few years back, I want to say, she left some pretty hateful comments on Jaclyn Hill's Instagram and YouTube channel. And basically she said, must be nice to be rich and all you do is film videos for YouTube. And
jealousy.
Yeah. And that's exactly what she said it was. So she said that she left those comments out of jealousy. She said that's what those comments were, pure effing jealousy and mean energy. And so she said even before these resurfaced this week, she was like, I had already personally reached out to Jaclyn a few months ago and apologized. She was like, I owned up. I said I was sorry. I explained everything. And then she basically goes into this like a rant, but I don't want to call it a rant because that's negative. She goes into this an explanation where she basically says, her whole channel is about promoting growth and progress and about forgiving. And she was like, I am so anti-cancel culture. And so she's like, I'm not allowing you guys to do that to me. She's like, I'm not the same person I was a year and a half ago. I'm not the same person I was when I posted those comments to Jacqueline.
Oh, yeah.
I have grown. I have progressed. Like, we're not doing cancel culture here. Like, that's just not what's happening.
Yeah, she also understands the side of it now because she's in it. Again, you'll never understand someone's job unless you do the job.
Yeah.
So now that she understands it, she probably just... And again, what I said earlier, when people hate, it's either they're jealous and love and don't want to admit it, or they're just bored beyond absolute reason and have an obsessive personality.
Right. Yeah. And so, and she did address, she said, this job comes with an extreme amount of effing privilege and blessings. It's a sick job. And then she announced at the end of the video that she's going to be taking a break from content creating for a bit. She said, it's not related to what happened, but unfortunately my mental health has been deteriorating for several months now. I pushed myself a little too far. I feel like I lost myself. I will absolutely be back. I'm going to go away for a while. I'm going to get treatment. I'm going to get help because my depression is not good. If y'all run another sweet person off the internet, I'm so... R.I.P. Jenna Marbles and now Michaela. Except she said she's going to come back. But gosh, darn it. Like, stop. Stop it.
Just stop. I'm telling you, it's the people who do this are bored.
God,
they're bored. Stop. Go get a hobby.
Yeah.
Go to the internet to find happiness. And then if you're just, it's making you more angry, go get a hobby.
Right.
That doesn't require tearing other people down so that maybe you feel a little bit better about yourself at the end of the day. Like, do you really? Do you really?
No.
No.
No. You know, I don't. Anyway.
Because if you, okay, so sorry. You would never do what you're doing if you were in the same room as that person and they were like, if there was a content creator who you just were like, haha, it's funny to cancel them. If you were in the same room with them and they were having a conversation with you, you would never do that stuff because you are disconnecting the fact that they're a human being.
Yep.
Unless they're saying like the N-word or being super homophobic or racist or doing some messed up stuff. What did she do? Complain that not she didn't complain. She was just like, hi, I have a real job. And you're like, and then she should not have left me in comments. That is so not okay.
But she had already taken care of that.
It's not like, relax.
Right.
You're just like people who are, I don't understand being that, having that much hatred in me.
Yeah.
To just try and just destroy someone else who literally is just trying to exist.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you need to check again?
I do. Let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. Continue, Emily.
All right. Another week. Another cheating man.
Oh, my God.
What are they doing?
So, keep it in your pants, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it in your pants.
So Ned Fulmer? Yeah. From the popular YouTube channel.
Try Guys.
The Try Guys. Yeah. He was
They made fun of my sister once. Oh. Continue.
He was caught cheating on his wife with a producer from the show. Her name was Alexandria Herring, and pictures of him kissing this other woman at a New York City bar were leaked on Reddit, and so he ended up leaving or was kicked out.
I think he was kicked out.
They were too nice to say. He was basically like, I'm leaving, and they're like, yeah, we're not working with him anymore, and you know.
That PR team got on that real quick.
They really did, yeah.
They have a good PR team.
Yeah, so they posted a statement, so the Try Guys posted a statement saying Ned Fulmer is no longer working with the Try Guys as a result of a thorough internal review. We do not see a path forward together. We thank you for your support as we navigate this change. And then the Try Guys account also changed their profile pictures to like just like a little
logo,
yeah, so that he's not included in it anymore. And then their Twitter and Instagram accounts, they all unfollowed.
He did something, but like he messed something else up as well. Like, obvious, like, I'm just speculating. This is allegedly. Like, obviously, he cheated and that was not cool.
Right.
At all. And they're probably all friends with his wife.
Yeah.
But it probably also messed up something in like the production world because he was with a producer.
Oh.
So they probably had to like also not work with the producer anymore or something like that.
Yeah.
To the point where it not just messed up personal relations, it probably also messed up the work
Yeah, they literally had a series called like Try Wives or like Wives Try or something. Oh. So like they knew her very well.
Yeah.
They all knew each other very well.
I thought that was a really great way to handle it. That the fact that he's just not even working with them anymore.
Yeah.
Because I don't put up with that stuff.
Yeah.
If I like, what?
I just clicked something. Sorry. Keep going.
Yep. Yep. I mean, if you were married and then like your wife was a part of all this stuff and then all of a sudden it came out that you cheated on her, I'd be like, yeah, you can't be in stuff anymore. Bye.
Right. Yeah. Because they're just such a like a wholesome group too. Yeah. Like their whole thing is just like being these
like goofy, nice guys.
Yeah. So yeah, I get it. And then a few days after the scandal broke, Ned posted on his Twitter admitting to a consensual workplace relationship with a colleague. And he said, family should have always been my priority, but I lost focus and I had a consensual workplace relationship. I'm sorry for any pain that my actions may have caused to the guys and the fans, but most of all to Ariel, who's his wife. The only thing that matters right now is my marriage and my children and that we're going to focus.
Why do they always say that? The only thing that matters is my wife and family. Then why in the world did you mess it all up? If that's the only thing in the world that matters, no, you're lying. The only thing that matters to you is getting your little pee-pee wet. Ew. So you're lying. Like that statement right there, the only thing that matters is my wife and kids. No, it's not. Because if it was, you would have never done anything to mess that up or jeopardize it. Mm-hmm. I would never do anything that would jeopardize my relationship with Abby. I would never do anything like that because that is actually one of my number ones.
Right.
Not a chance.
And they had two kids together.
Not a chance.
Yeah. Well, and then apparently the girl that the producer that he cheated with was also engaged at the time. And her fiance, Will, turned his Instagram to private because so many people were like trolling on there.
And on his?
On his.
What a poor dude. I know. He didn't do anything. Don't. Why is the internet evil? Stop it. That dude is heartbroken.
Yeah. I think and they're still together.
You're going to troll on him?
Yeah.
No, that's messed up. Yeah. Poor dude.
And then Ned and Alexandria unfollowed each other on all social media, obviously. And then Ned's wife, Ariel, posted on Instagram and she thanked everyone who had reached out to her. And she said, nothing is more important to me and Ned than our family. And all we request right now is that you respect our privacy for the sake of our kids. And that's where the story ends for now.
Leave him.
Yeah.
Leave him.
Yep. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Anyway.
Leave him. That trust can never be brought back. Nope. Cheating of that magnitude can never restore that.
And the person that took the photos and posted them on Reddit was like, he literally said on that Reddit thread, he was like, Ned was not trying to hide this at all. They were at a very public bar, like not like even in a corner or sneaking off to the bathroom. He was like, they were in the middle of the bar making out. Like,
what?
Like, how are you? Again, we talk about this all the time. How are you that dumb? How are you that dumb when you're cheating?
I don't understand. Also, I think Snoop has diarrhea today. He keeps going outside and pooping.
Interesting.
I think my dog has diarrhea. I also have a wart on my foot. And
you do?
Ned is disgusting.
All right. For some good news.
Thank you. I'm so upset at people and the internet. And don't cheat.
Yeah.
Cheaters.
Yeah.
Alexander. What is her name?
Alexandria.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Trolls. Stop it.
Yeah. Just stop.
Just stop. Anyway. Stop being bad people. Stop it. It's not hard to be a good person.
No.
Continue.
All right. Do you remember the ice bucket challenge from 2014?
For the ASL?
For the ALS.
ALS.
You got it. You were
ASL,
close.
American Sign Language. Sorry. That's ALS.
You were right there. Yeah. So back in 2014, in case you weren't alive then. Yeah,
that's
I know.
It's possible.
It's possible.
8-year-olds? Oh, don't listen to this if you're 8.
I mean, it's family friendly.
I know. I want 14 and up.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But don't unsubscribe.
But keep listening. But keep watching.
But it's not my fault if you hear something you shouldn't hear.
So back in 2014, people were filming themselves dumping buckets of ice water on their heads to raise awareness for ALS and encouraging people to donate money. And the ice bucket challenge ended up raising $115 million. And part of that money helped fund the study for a new drug that was just approved by the FDA.
Glorious news. I love all of this. This is so much better than all of the terrible people.
Mm-hmm. So okay. The ALS Association said that the annual research funding because of the Ice Bucket Challenge was increased by 187%, which allowed them to test for these new drugs.
And I love this.
Yep, find one that's successful. So
I love this.
Right?
A stupid little internet show. Get a real job.
Internet does something!
Yes, Susan!
Yes, Susan!
Okay. But that wasn't the intro to my positive news segment, so we have to roll back a little bit.
Rolling with the homies.
I'm doing a negative sandwich. I'm doing a positive sandwich. A positive story, there's one that's not so hot, and then we're going right into positive news again.
Why did we not? Why? But because you said it was time for good news. Why are you going to make me sad again?
Because I mixed it up a little bit. Here we go.
But
anyway.
You're going to make me sad again.
Well, this will make you angry, not sad.
It's all a negative emotion.
But then I'm going to follow it up with really good news stories. Got this. All right. So as a little trigger warning, we will be mentioning sexual assault in this next news story.
I'm angry.
Yes. So earlier this week.
What in the world? I'm livid already.
Earlier this week, the 2023 Met Gala theme was announced, and it's Karl Lagerfeld themed.
Don't know what that is.
He was the creative director for Chanel, Fendi, and he has his own brand. And the Met Gala will basically be displaying 150 pieces of like clothing pieces of his, and the whole thing is themed around him because he passed away. He's not a very good person.
Why? Why is it so hard to be a good person?
Yeah. So back in 2009, the magazine Brigitte announced that it would be using ordinary, realistic women over models to try and promote, you know, healthy body image. Yeah. And he came forward publicly and said, no one wants to see round women.
No resting in peace.
Die. Anyway.
He did.
He did. And then, of course, there were his other comments where he said Adele is a little too fat. He said Heidi Klum is too heavy. Heidi Klum.
Go lick my wart.
Yeah. And he added that Coco Chanel wasn't a feminist because she was never ugly enough for that.
No, the Met Gala's canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're canceling people mm-hmm. because they're bad people. Cancel it. Yep. Go cancel that.
There's a bunch of celebrities that are already coming forward and saying they will not be attending if they keep the theme, which is really good. If bigger people, like if the Kardashians were to step up.
Yeah, I was about to say Kim Kardashian needs to step up.
Yeah, if any of the big name people were to step up, I think honestly they would change it because he also has a really murky history with sexual assault. So he sent flowers to an accused rapist, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. I think he's in the fashion world. He defended stylist Carl Templer after he was accused of sexual assault. And he, again, publicly and proudly said, this is the guy who it's themed around.
Yeah.
He said, if you don't want your pants pulled down, don't become a model. Join a nunnery. There will be a place for you in the convent. And he said that he was fed up with the Me Too movement. And
this guy is trash.
Oh, yeah. And then the last thing is he had Claudia Schiffer, who's a German model, appear in blackface and in yellowface in 2008. And he called Muslims the worst enemies of the Jewish people in 2017 while criticizing the acceptance of the Muslim refugees that were fleeing to France.
So, an actual garbage trash human being.
And that's the theme for the 2023 Met Gala.
So is everyone going to come dressed as a garbage can?
I guess so.
Because that's the only way is to go in protest.
Yep, dress as a pig.
He is a disgusting human.
Yeah. Like, what were they thinking?
What in the world?
Yeah. So, we'll see.
I hate when garbage trash people succeed.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that all this stuff is coming up, I'm really hoping that more celebrities step forward and then they change it.
Yeah.
So, we'll keep you updated. Because I'm manifesting that there's going to be updates. Like, it cannot just end there. Like,
No. God, I hate that so much.
Yeah. Okay. And
cancel
then,
that. Bring back Jenna Marbles. Continue.
It should be Jenna Marbles themed.
Everything glue.
Right. Exactly. Everyone comes with googly eyes all yes. on them. All right. For really quick news before we hop into positive. I know Kanye West is being weird on Instagram again. He changed his Instagram photo to one of Kris Jenner, and then he posted a meme about how he wants to go to a school where the only books are Bibles. And he wants everyone
it's
to wear
church, bro.
Yeah. And he wants everyone to wear all black uniforms that cover their face. And then he posts on his story, London, I know how you feel. I lost my queen, too. Nope, you're done. Anyway, there's too much.
That was funny, though.
It was
funny. Okay, yep. Continue.
There are also rumors that Dua Lipa, and Trevor Noah are now dating. Nothing's been confirmed yet, but there was a photo circulating of them kissing, but we don't know if it's real or not, but they have been seen a lot together recently.
All right. None of our business, but I want to know.
I do want to know. A real estate developer.
Yeah.
Dominique Camerata filmed a 4-foot shark swimming down the streets of Fort Myers. And this is the first time I got down a deep dive this morning. This is the first time in history where a shark swimming down a street or like anything like that after a hurricane, this is the first time it's real. Because people have always,
really?
Yeah, Photoshop sharks like in the streets or like in malls, like flooded malls. And they've always been spoofs.
Yeah.
And this is the first time it was real.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, it's kind of sad because the shark's like.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Wait, how have we not done a thing for Florida?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I know.
It's terrible. The photos are coming out are absolutely tragic. I'm really sorry. That sucks.
Right.
That's.
Oh my God. Yeah. And there was something I saw on Instagram. It like led to a separate article, but it was basically showing before and after photos. And like piers are just gone. Yeah. Entire neighborhoods are gone. Ugh, I saw this horrible TikTok the other day.
I don't want to talk about it if it's a dog.
No. Oh my God. Oh my God.
All right. Thank you. No. Didn't want to talk about it.
It was all the sea turtle eggs that were all washed up. Yeah. It was so, yeah. There's a bunch of like relief funds going around right now. I don't want to promote one unless I've researched and made sure it's like legit. But
yeah,
you know, you can always do your own research and donate. But yeah. And now there's apparently a shark swimming in the street. Rihanna is going to be headlining the Super Bowl this year.
Saw that.
Blech. There is a god.
Rihanna, the singer's back, y'all.
And then at a concert in D.C. last week, Lizzo played a 200-year-old flute that used to belong to James Madison, who was our fourth president, in case you forgot. And
I did not know that.
I knew you didn't. I literally did not know that. The flute was rescued from the White House during the 1814 British invasion, and no one alive has ever heard it be played before, like here and now. No one's ever heard it, right? And it was lent to her by the Library of Congress. How cool! Yeah, and it was crystal. It's a crystal flute. So
what?
Yeah,
that's legit,
right? The Queen's cause of death was officially listed as old age, and that's all we know for now. It was just revealed that Khloe Kardashian was secretly engaged to Tristan Thompson a month before he impregnated Mara Lee Nichols.
Leave him forever.
Ever. Yeah.
Forever. Yep. You deserve better.
Yep. And then rapper Coolio died at the age of 59. He reportedly died at a friend's house on Wednesday after collapsing. Paramedics pronounced him dead on scene after arriving. And the cause of death hasn't been released yet.
We're almost out of time. Can we get some positive news in here? There's a lot of morbid stuff. When you promised me a little sandwich,
well,
and you were just like, here's a positive thing. Here's a bunch of negative. End of show. What kind of sandwich are you eating?
Is are you open ready?
Face? I'm so confused.
Here it comes. Here comes the top of the bread. All right.
God.
So Amtrak has pledged a net zero greenhouse gas emission by 2045. And I know that seems like a really far ways away, but it's progress.
Okay.
Like
for I'll
them,
take it.
Yeah, for them to make a statement like that. It's pretty good. So they said they plan to reduce diesel fuel usage through improved technology and use carbon-free electricity by 2030. So by 2045, they should be phased out of diesel and onto electric, which is
cool,
incredible. California Governor Newsom. I almost choked on my gum.
Get the gum out of your mouth, Em.
No. Governor Newsom signed 13 abortion protection bills into law and outlawed pink tax in the state.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Love that.
So now different prices for goods based on what gender they're marketed to is illegal. So basically, like if you were to go into a store, the exact same razor, if it's pink, it would be like $13. But if it was black, like for a dude, it'd be like $8.
Yes.
So he got rid of that, which is really great. And then he also signed 13 abortion protection bills into law. Which included expansion of birth control access, protection from criminal and civil liabilities, and a measure to keep medical records private and out of state requests.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, and he made it, take this with not a grain of salt, take this to go and follow up on your own, but I did read I skimmed about how basically he's making California a safe haven. So if people from red states where abortion's been outlawed flee here to come get services, there can't be any type of like
repercussions.
Yeah.
Consequences.
Yeah. Based in California. So
what if they go back to Alabama? It can happen.
Yeah. Because it's what state you're in. But at least here, it's like I'm assuming what that means is like it wouldn't be mandated reporting. It wouldn't be turning them away. It'd be like protecting them.
Yeah, we're not going to send them back.
Yeah.
Like if they escape here and Alabama's like, can bring them back here. We'll be like, no. Stop. Bring it. What are you going to do about it?
Right.
We liberals.
We got weed and grizzly bears. Come for us.
But bring it. We got to ocean.
Virgin Airlines just got rid of gendered uniforms for all flight crew.
Oh, legit.
Yeah. So they said that they will allow their cabin crew and pilots and ground staff to wear the uniforms of their choosing, no matter their gender, gender identity, or gender expression. And Virgin Atlantic announced that it'll be giving all passengers complimentary pronoun badges and allowing passport holders with an X gender marker to book flights using an option other than male or female.
That's legit. Mm-hmm. Cool. Love this. Progress.
Yep. France is making the morning after pill free for everyone.
Oh, God. I love the French.
Right. Yep. And then Latvia banned the fur farming. So they spared the lives of 300,000 animals each year that are killed specifically just for their fur. And a company, an ocean cleanup company named 4 Ocean, like the number 4 Ocean.
Yeah, I've seen them. The bracelet one?
Huh?
They make bracelets?
I think so.
Yeah, I think I have one.
They picked up 25 million pounds of trash over the past 5 years.
Congratulations.
Right? And that's it for our positive news.
And that's it for our podcast.
I told you I had a lot of news today.
And I had a lot of not news that I wanted to talk about. Thank you guys for listening. It was a pleasure. Remember to follow us on whatever you're listening to us on. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. So we can get our mom.
No, she is our mom. We're sharing her now.
Well, I'll share my mom with you. You can't have too many moms. I love you. And we'll see you next week.
And don't forget about the wart on Rachel's foot.
I have a wart on my foot.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.